young children, physical development, fundamental movement skills at around 60 months of age. Fundamental movement skills, examples of children's developing ability to move large and small muscles at around 60 months. In the first clip, a child starts to bounce a ball with one hand. Two additional children are bouncing balls with one hand. One child falls down. As the other child continues to bounce the ball, the child who fell down gets back up and starts to bounce a ball. Two children then start to bounce balls off a wall. The teacher who is watching them says, "All right." The second clip takes place in an outdoor play area. A child starts to walk on a fairly narrow incline. He steadies himself and then takes several steps until he reaches the teacher's hand. He takes the teacher's hand and continues walking on the incline and goes off screen. The same child comes back on screen by himself. He steps up on and down from different sized tree stumps in the play yard. A teacher says, "There you go." The child then rapidly walks from low stump to low stump until he reaches the incline again. He walks up the incline. The child then steps up on and down from different sized tree stumps again. He then steps from tree stump to tree stump on several in a row that are similar in height. He then rapidly walks from low stump to low stump. The third clip takes place in an outdoor play area. One child runs toward the low end of an incline, while another child walks up the incline. As the first child steps up to walk up the incline, the other child reaches the top and jumps down on a large cushion or mattress. The first child runs up the incline to the high end and, in one motion, jumps onto the cushion below, while the other child runs to the low end of the incline. The first child runs to the low end of the incline while the other child steps up to begin going up the incline. That child then rapidly walks up the incline to the high end and in one motion jumps onto the cushion below. The first child waits until the other one jumps off the top of the incline. Then the first child steps up to begin going up the incline. She runs up the incline to the high end and, once at the top, jumps onto the cushion below. In the fourth clip, a child is holding a pencil between her thumb and her index finger and is drawing a picture on a pad of paper. She changes the orientation of the pad in order to draw on a different part of the paper.
A wolf. Let's look for a wolf. Let's see.
Pig would eat them all up.
In the fifth clip, a child is holding a marker between her thumb and her index finger and is drawing on a piece of paper with pictures of three little pigs and a wolf on it. In the sixth clip, a boy uses a marker to print his name. He prints Christopher in lowercase. In the seventh clip, a boy is building a structure with Duplo's toys on a Duplo's table surface. After making one structure, he then uses Duplo's blocks to build a second structure, this one on wheels. This structure has 10 levels of Duplo's blocks. As he continues to build the structure, he uses one hand to steady it, while using his other hand to attach another Duplo. A piece falls off as he removes part of the structure. He puts the piece that fell off back onto the structure. He then adds a Duplo toy to a third structure, steadying the structure with one hand as he attaches the toy to it with his other hand. He then returns to building the structure on wheels. It is now quite high, about 20 levels of Duplo's blocks. He makes sure several different pieces are firmly attached, steps away from the structure, and rubs his hands together with a look of satisfaction on his face. Parent discussion of children's fundamental movement skills at around 60 months.
From where they start, just that baby sitting on the floor looking at everything around them, mm-hmm. to now, I mean, they're bouncing the balls higher and they're, you know, I remember when my son finally was able to bounce the basketball, it was like a huge milestone to him. You know, but everything is done amplified, you know, and I was just looking going, I'm not ready for that level of volume, you know, it was just how loud it is. But they're just doing everything bigger, you know, it's like they've mastered those baby steps. Now they're taking it to the next level. They're pushing it as far as they, you know, their comfort boundaries are. So just bigger and more, like you were saying about the past ages, just how much confidence they are able to express.
Yeah, to add on, because I'm thinking the difference between my children. The first video with the children, I think may have been the second, but any of the children going up the, walking up the ramp and then hopping off. Now, my daughter would probably do it, but she would stand back and watch. Now, my daughter's older. But my son, he would have just gung-ho, you know, by age when he would have ran up that ramp and jumped off, and he would have asked my help.
Whatever those boys are doing, they are using crayons, pencils, they're using their fingers. They know how to learning to use those things. Actually, yeah, they can make their brain stronger and smarter, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like Braulio plays a lot with the blocks, and I'm amazed, you know, what he's building, mm-hmm. how he can. I think that's also involves solving problems, creating mm-hmm. something from anything. He started like doing like the bridges, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. So this is, I always praise him for doing something like that. I think it's important. And also, I've seen more, before he couldn't, but now he started like having more focus and having on his hands, yes. like more like detail, like holding something and trying to put it together.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.